There are some common characteristics that cults have, and while all of them, by definition, would reject one or more of the essential teachings of the Christian faith, they don't deny all of them necessarily, and they don't all deny the same ones. For example, almost all of the cults of Christianity reject the doctrine of the Trinity, but they reject it in different ways. For example, the Jehovah's Witnesses are Arian in their approach to the doctrine of Christ, and so in their approach to the Trinity, since they believe Christ is merely Michael the Archangel, the created being, then they reduce God to being only one person. So they have technically a Unitarian view of God, and they've reduced Christ to being a created being. Now, other anti-Trinitarian groups, and the key, for example, is these groups are not non-Trinitarian, they're anti-Trinitarian. They think the Trinitarians are pagans or illogical or something of that sort. And then you have other groups that are classically called the modalist or modalistic monarchians or Sabellians, who teach there's only one person who's God, but they teach that Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God is one person who puts on different masks and manifests in different ways at different times, but he's not simultaneously three persons. And both the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, or sorry, the Sabellians and the Arians and so forth, one of their main reasons for being anti-Trinitarian is because they let their own version of reason precede trust in what the Bible says. They say, well, I can't figure out how God is three in one. Well, since I can't figure out how God is three persons, yet one God, then there must be three gods. And if there are three gods, it must be pagan, and paganism is forbidden. It's idolatry. That's the reasoning of most of the anti-Trinitarian groups that bring God back to one person. Or along with that, they claim it's illogical. They can't understand how three equals one. So a lot of it is rationalism that's entered it, or sort of a misperception of the Trinity as a pagan notion or doctrine. But then, for example, there are other groups that reject the Trinity, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and their official doctrine is that there's actually billions of gods that exist, but there's three gods for this planet who are one in purpose and will. And they are relatively rare among the cults of Christianity, whereas most of those who reject the biblical doctrine of God go to an idea that there's only one God and God is one person. The Mormons are rare in the sense that they're one of the few in the history of the church that claim to be Christian, but then officially and formally say there's more than one God, that they actually are polytheist in the way they approach it, yet they claim to be the one true Christian church on the face of the earth. So this is why when we look at the various ways that a cult can deny a central Christian doctrine, you could take just the doctrine of God and see there are a number of ways that groups that claim to be Christian deny the Trinity, but in the end, they all deny the Trinity, which is a necessary teaching of Christianity.